Welcome to Assets and Aging and our weekly podcast, heard right here on assetsandaging.com every Wednesday at noon. Glad to have you with us. Today's topic is really timely. It's called Now More Than Ever. Don't forget, before we get started here, to always make sure you scroll up and down my website. Look at our memberships, subscription memberships, sign up for my free newsletter. Look at all the stuff and information you get with a subscription to assetsandaging.com. Glad to have you with us, with me today. I'm Bob Scrivano, your host. Going on 3 years of doing these podcasts, maybe more than that, 4 years of doing these podcasts every Wednesday at noon. Brought to you by Assets and Aging, Affording the Future, California's single best resource on the issues of aging. Remember, as you look around today, make sure you scroll up and down my webpage. Look for the information that's available, archived radio shows, archived podcasts, access to my subscription service where there's blogs and over 20 videos you can watch on different issues, members-only newsletters, members-only events. Just really, really happy to have you with us. Today's topic is really important, and it's been all over the news lately. It's been in all kinds of newspapers. I forget what newspaper I got this out of, but it's been everywhere. And it's really important because it makes it sound like something's happening that's not happening in the world of long-term care and nursing homes. And the article is basically on July 18th, an opinion from the 9th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals, a three-judge panel, allowed some lawsuits to be reinstated that supposedly accuse nursing homes of dumping patients. And it makes it sound like, they can't dump patients anymore. And it makes it sound like everybody's paying attention. And it makes it sound like, you know, first of all, understand, well, I got to be careful here because of who's behind it. But make sure you understand what it's about when you read the article. And make sure that you understand this. It really hasn't changed anything. And it's really not a decision that changes constitutional law. It's a procedural issue. If you go research this a little bit, let's see if there was a name for the case. Federal Appeals Court, followed Department of Healthcare Services in San Francisco. It's in here somewhere. But if you look it up and you'll see all kinds of information about it, and you'll see that it really doesn't settle constitutional law, doesn't set any it's just a procedural thing, and it sends it back and says that these cases can be retried. Now, I believe the cases were filed in 2015 originally, and there are about three patients, I think one of whom is deceased now, or they may all be deceased, I don't know. I can't remember. Doesn't matter. Two of the people were from Sacramento, and so the case is 4 years old already. And it doesn't. Nobody wins right now. All it does is send it back to the trial court. But here's what I want you to get out of this: patient dumping is a real thing, and it's awful, and it's horrendous. But don't be misled by the article and the writers of all these articles that would lead you to believe that somehow because of this court case that this has stopped. It in fact has not stopped. In fact, today, as I'm sitting here recording this, today I got a phone call from a client at a nursing home, a local nursing home in Northern California, is trying to dump a parent. Because, they're trying to dump the parent. They want the parents at home. And they have asked the spouse to sign documents under. I mean, don't believe this is stopped for 1 minute, folks. Not every nursing home, but a lot of nursing homes are still engaging in patient dumping once somebody's Medicare days are up. Because they will say things like, we don't have any long-term care beds, we don't have any Medi-Cal beds, your Medicare days are up, you're going to have to pay $10,000 a month, none of which is true. But I'm here to tell you that this court case, that you've read all kinds of stuff about, it's been in newspapers all over California, and in fact in the West, in the last week, I've read it at least in 6 or 7 different sources, it effectively doesn't change anything. It sounds like a victory, but it's really not. Because the issue still goes on. And it goes on because the Department of Healthcare Services does nothing to stop it. At the end of the day, this is really, it's about nursing homes, but it's also really about the organization that controls nursing homes in the state of California, which is the Department of Healthcare Services, the largest agency in the state of California. So I'm just here to let you know that you now more than ever, you need to be aware of the issues of patient dumping. If you know someone that has somebody in a nursing home, if you're concerned about this issue, if you know of someone where the nursing home has been threatening to you know, this person has to leave, again, in the industry, it's known as patient dumping, then get a hold of me as soon as you can. You can get a hold of me via my website. My phone number's there. My email address is there. But more than ever, you need to be listening to Assets and Aging. You need to be paying attention to Assets and Aging. You need to be getting my newsletter. You need to be on my subscription list. You need to make sure that when this happens to a loved one in your family, they don't become a victim of this kind of behavior. It's still going on. Again, literally today, I had a phone call saying that the nursing home wanted the parent removed. The parent can't walk, can't take care of themselves, can't do any of those things. It's still going on today. Don't let it happen to your family. Make sure you're informed and you're ready when that loved one that you care about needs help, needs assistance, needs a nursing home. Thanks so much for listening to my podcast again every week. Make sure you listen to my radio shows, get my newsletters. Make sure you stay informed when it comes to the issues of aging. Again, thanks so much for joining me right here on Assets and Aging, Affording the Future. Make sure you contact me. Get to one of my upcoming workshops. I have one coming up this Saturday. You can sign up right here on the web page that you're listening to this podcast on. Just scroll down a little bit, and you can sign up for my workshop this coming Saturday. Thanks so much for joining me. Bob Scrivani, your host. I hope you have a wonderful, wonderful day. Thanks so much.